Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title of this week's episode, Are You Judgmental, is also the topic of this week's episode. Not so much, are you judgmental? I'm not doing the episode about you and how judgmental you are or aren't, but about this whole notion that we are judgmental and we shouldn't be judgmental and we judge our judgmentalness and we usually judge it harshly and then we try to be less judgy about our judginess and we kind of can drive ourselves crazy with it. And I certainly was a bit of a master at being judgmental. I was really good at it because I could create great stories and justifications and arguments for why I was judgmental. Or as my wife and I watched the movie of Downton Abbey recently, and there's a wonderful line where Maggie Smith's character, she's being called critical. And she says, I don't criticize, I explain, which is just like a wonderful way of going, yes, I'm judgy, but I'm right. And what changed it for me, what took me out of the domain of judging my judginess and trying to be less judgy about my judgingness and so on and so forth, was a realization that judgment is just another flavor of thought. And that something that I first saw when I was 19 years old was that you're not your thinking. You are the experiencer of thought. You are that which notices thought. You are the space, the consciousness through which thought passes, into which thought arises, and out of which thought dissolves. And anyone who's a regular follower of these podcasts or who's seen my TED Talk, Why Aren't You Awesomer, knows this story, but I'll tell it here. So when I was 19 years old, having spent most of my teenage years in suicidal ideation, meaning thinking about killing myself all the time, I had an experience where it felt as though I was being sucked out of a fourth story window in my dorm. And it was intense. It really did feel like there was some force pulling me out the window, and I was holding on to the wall to not be pulled out the window. And there was a phone, and I dialed the suicide hotline, and I got a busy signal. And usually people groan when they hear that, but the truth is, I reckon that busy signal saved my life, because I can't imagine anybody saying something to me that would have been as helpful as the just sort of comedy of that, because I did. I burst out laughing. I remember thinking, am I going to be struck by lightning and it's going to just start raining on my head inside my dorm room? And it was just enough to pop the bubble. It was just enough to wake me up. And I was able to phone a friend who came and got me. And I woke up the next morning and I had an epiphany. I realized, oh, even though I've been thinking about killing myself for, at that point, it was 6 or 7 years, I don't want to die. Because if I'd actually wanted to die, all I would have had to do was let go, and I would have been gone. But I fought it with every fiber of my being. And in that same moment, I realized, oh, just because I think something, just because there's a thought in my head, doesn't mean it's my thought. It doesn't mean it's, that's me. It just means there's a thought in my head. And that was the first moment where I realized, oh, I'm not my thinking. I am the experiencer of thought. I am this container that thoughts come into and go from, but they're not my thoughts. And I started to think of it as the suicide thought. And Some of you know where the story goes. Years later, because I didn't admit this to my wife, who I met a couple of years later, for another about 7 years. And I finally just one night thought, I got to tell her about this because she needs to know about my story. And she listened very thoughtfully and quietly. And she seemed to really kind of connect with me, like in the story. And she said, oh, I've got one of those. And I went, oh my God, I didn't know you had a suicide thought. She said, no, I don't have a suicide thought. She said, I have a divorce thought. And I was like, great. And you know, she said that, you know, early on in our marriage, because she came from a family where her parents divorced, whenever there was any disagreement or conflict, she would think, oh, this is it. This is over. You know, we're going to get divorced. And she said one day she realized, oh, she didn't want to divorce me. She was just mad at me. And so when that thought came up, even though she hadn't labeled it that until I told my story, it was just like, oh, yeah, I have that thought sometimes. But even though she wouldn't have put it this way, she got, oh, yeah, that's not mine. That's not like what I really think. It's just a thought in my head at the moment. And judgment is the good, bad, right, wrong thought. It's the thought that something is good or bad or right or wrong. But if you know that you're not your thinking, you're the experiencer of thought, then judgmental thoughts, good, bad, right, wrong thoughts, they don't mean anything about you. They're not your thoughts, as in what you really think. They're just habitual thoughts that pass through your mind. But until you notice that, it really does feel like, oh, I am suicidal. I am good, bad, right, wrong. I am judgy. Now, hopefully in hearing that, you get it. Like, it just makes sense to you. But I know for some people it can sound a bit obscure or abstract or magical or weird. So what I just encourage you to do this week is notice that from time to time, maybe a lot, maybe a little, you're going to have judgy thoughts pass through your head. And if it's not obvious to you that those aren't your thoughts, they're just thoughts passing through your head, play it almost like a game of what if. What if, no different to my suicide thought or my wife's divorce thought, the judgy thoughts passing through your head are just passing through because you are not your thinking. You are the experiencer of thought. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.